According to research in the latest issue of the Wisconsin Medical Journal, suicides in people under 25 are 36% higher than the national average. Dr. Stephen Hargarten is co-author of the report and director of the Firearm Injury Center at the Medical College of Wisconsin. Though he finds the numbers somewhat perplexing, he says at least one clear pattern did emerge: the danger posed by guns.
If an individual uses a firearm for a suicide act, that's associated with a higher case fatality ratio than other means, like, for instance, a prescription drug. For firearms, once the trigger is pulled, the bullet leaves the barrel, there is not any time for intervention.
And intervention, according to Hargarten, is the key to reducing rates of suicide, especially in rural areas where treatment for depression might be more difficult to find.
Access quickly to mental health services is but one of many strategies. Encouraging kids to talk, getting them through that is so important to get them to resolve it and to move on successfully.
Letting kids know it's okay to discuss their feelings and that it's okay to seek help is a big part of the battle. Judy Coos is the guidance counselor at Baraboo Middle School.
For parents, I think the best intervention is to take strong measures to keep the lines of communication with your teens open, so that they will feel comfortable talking to you about negative feelings that they might be having.
Coos adds friends are often the best referrals. She says students frequently come to her with concerns about peers who might be struggling with depression. Among the warning signs that may suggest suicidal tendencies:
a drop in grades, a change of friends. Students might give an indication of their state of mind when they write poetry or journal entries about death or suicide. When they write notes to their friends, they may make remarks like, I just hate my life, or I'm not going to be around much longer.
Koo says giving away important possessions might be another indication a student may be contemplating suicide. In addition, she says students may engage in various kinds of self-mutilation, cutting themselves with scissors or other sharp objects. No one's really sure why teen suicides are so much higher in Wisconsin than elsewhere, though many theories have been proposed, from the harsh winter weather to binge drinking in college. At least one thing appears certain: there's no simple solution. Hargarten says more research is needed. For the time being, though, he advocates a multi-pronged approach with greater communication and cooperation among social services in the state and the justice system. Catherine Braun, Wisconsin Public Radio.